Fran. Okay, we are back in session. I see the forum is here, and I will state that the board is not taking any formal actions on the matter discussed while in the executive session. That brings us back to our agenda that we're on under new business, and executive session is over with. So, John, do you have a presentation from Mr. Gardner?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Mr. Gardner to come up and present the financial plan.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I'm Mark Gardner with Western Financial Group, financial advisor to ADA. And we have a, as you know, we have a final financial plan now, and the presentation which reflects that. There is a lot of the presentation which was covered in the last round through here, so I will not spend a lot of time putting it on the right screen.
Mark, you're more than willing to come on the side if that'll help you.
Yeah,
there. Now you're on this side.
You can. You're more than welcome to sit on the side of the table to help you.
I can actually see it in my screen.
Oh, okay.
Get it going.
All right.
So project overview. It's a strategic acquisition with the intent to enable the consolidation of the local distribution utilities in the Fairbanks North Star Borough within 2 years. It provides for an immediate rate reduction for the existing customers and lowers the long-term operating capital costs. As well. It's a $54 million investment, $52.5 million plus working capital, and the expectation is that the Titan and Alaska Energy Transportation portions of the Pentex companies will be sold to, under existing agreements, to Harvest Alaska for $15.15 million in Q3 of this year. The operation would continue under the current team with ADA ownership while negotiating the transition to a local control entity by the end of 2016. And then we have a tentative structure for the exit, which involves using sets and state appropriation and bonds to finance the capital for those for the then consolidated local utility. Our structure is based on a 5.06% return to ADA, which is recovered at the time of that recapitalization. We're buying 100% of the membership interests of Pentex Alaska, which includes Fairbanks Natural Gas, Titan, which is the plant at Point McKenzie, Arctic Energy Transportation, which is the trucks, Polar, which is the entity that was working on North Slope plant, and Cassini, which is an inactive LLC that's there for storage investment to be made in Fairbanks. The centers are Harrington Partners, Pentex Alaska Natural Gas Company, and Dan Britton. As a part of the structure, if there at the time the purchase and sale agreement is signed, there would be a $2.675 million deposit, which then converts to a holdback amount at closing, and the remainder of the purchase price would be paid at closing. The current plan is the closing would be at July 31st, but that's not a deadline, and that may change before the PSA is signed. It is an agreement that has typical representations and warranties for an agreement of this type. And between the time of signing the agreement and closing, the ordinary business will continue. ADA will seek expedited RCA approval for the transfer of the certificate from FNG to ADA. From Pentex to ADA for FNG. And ADA will have during that time the approval of certain changes to disclosures. The Harvest Alaska contracts provide for the sale of the Titan and AET assets to Harvest Alaska, as I said. Along with that is an agreement between Harvest Alaska and FNG for 10 years for supply of LNG to FNG at $15 per MCF and then adjusted.
What's year one of that 10-year agreement?
It starts at the closing of the sale.
Oh, so we don't, there's no time run off the clock yet?
No, no time is run off the clock yet. It's $15 for MCF adjusted after 2 years, and there is a price opener after year five. Once the PSA is signed between ADA and Pentex, then ADA can discuss anything with Harvest. The Harvest agreements are expected to close by September 30th, but they are subject to RCA and AG review and approval. Again, in the structure of the transaction, there are typical conditions precedent, things that have to be met before the closing happens, again, between signing the agreement and the closing, which include things in, like the RCA approval of the change of control, satisfactory results on environmental issues, and no unapproved changes. And then there are indemnity obligations to the seller that, that exist post-closing. And if there are issues, we have a the holdback amount for 1 year, which is at $2.675 million, and then an indemnity from Harrington Partners for 3 years that's capped at $12 million, and then certain matters for the time allowed under the statute of limitations. And then ADA's has an indemnity for 3 years for a breach, which is subject to appropriation and is also capped at $12 million. There is provision for termination if the conditions precedent are not satisfied by the closing date or if there's a material adverse effect in the Pentex businesses or other changes to conditions. If the agreement is terminated prior to closing, then the deposit would be retained by the sellers if ADA breaches and returned to ADA's to ADA otherwise. Project funding is again projected to be 2 years with a $54 million initial investment at closing. If the Titan AET sale goes through, then there would be $15.15 million coming back and a net investment of $38.85 million. And then the expectation is that the return on that investment would come at the point that the FNG system is transferred in one form or another to the local control entity. The project schedule, you know, assuming that there is approval by the board this month, the purchase agreement would be signed as soon as the conditions are met that are delegated to the executive director. The RCA change of control application is in process now, and that would be expected to be received relatively quickly. Then closing of this transaction, and then the closing of the Titan AET sale, assuming again that the RCA and the AG approve that. And then we're targeting for the end of this year for an agreement between ADA and the appropriate parties in the Fairbanks North Star Borough on a utility consolidation plan, and then structuring the financing for that by mid-2016 and having that completed by the end of 2016. Bob put together a schedule that kind of lays out the phases in a little different manner here that shows what happens at which stage. Important to note on the right side of that slide there is the second piece there, B, what happens if the AG rejects the Titan sale. In that case, there is still there would still be a gas supply agreement between Hillcorp and FNG that runs through March of 2018. So the business plan is that ADA would acquire Pentex, sell Titan AET, operate FNG as is, but because of the nature of our ownership, we would eliminate corporate costs, and that will allow an immediate reduction in the rates to existing ratepayers. And then concurrently, we would start planning for the integrated and consolidated system, which involves savings both in operations and capital. and then implement the long-term utility financing for the region and transfer to a local control entity. Just very quickly through the financials, we have projected financials for FNG as a standalone entity. The version that is summarized here assumes that that some level of expansion occurs and that a total of about $100 million in capital is invested, including the acquisition, $30 million in storage and $30 million for the distribution system. Much of that is already committed on the distribution system, and you can see the effect of the rates there. It's an immediate reduction of about 13% in 2016 and as much as 40% by 2020. The plan then for the LCE, that's a little bit repetitive, so we'll just go on to looking at where the savings are. We've estimated operational savings at between $1.5 million and $2 million a year. Just intuitively, if you look at having to run the overhead for two different utilities versus one, you're eliminating much of that overhead by having the single operational utility. We also, again, have the reductions in cost of capital and equity return, et cetera, from having public ownership. And there's an estimate that the capital expenditures for the combined system will be lower than for separate systems because you don't have to have redundant facilities. And not estimated here, but we assume will be optimization of the storage because you can plan the system as a whole instead of with two separate elements. This just shows the estimate of how we got to the $1.5 million to $2 million a year in operating costs savings. And then looking at the rates, the rates here reflect the potential savings when you have the consolidated system, which has about $220 million of capital. So it has the same acquisition of the FNG system. It has a slightly higher storage amount, the same FNG distribution system, and then a little over $100 million for capital for the IGU distribution system. This is for the first three phases and is in the first 6 or 7 years. Beyond that, there are other phases for the IGU part of the system that would go on for some time. And then we looked at Bob and the modelers working with Bob, looked at the potential rates with different scenarios here. So FNG only, and then IGU only, and then the benefits show with the blue lines, blue line there, and with the yellow line, which is FNG with additional gas, which show that the lowest rates are definitely achieved with the ability to expand with the IEP gas and consolidate the systems. Summarizing the economic development and ADA's suitability, ADA's investment here reduced the construction costs, reduced the O&M and overhead costs, it restarts FNG's storage, helps to create a unified purchaser of LNG in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and allows for a faster expansion of service to customers through the coordinated build-out of the system. Makes it more likely that we can achieve the IEP goal of $15 per MCF at the meter. Even with the first BCF at the higher harvest price, the goal can be achieved as long as we can get expansion gas that comes in at a lower cost. The plan assures effective leverage of the IEP financing tools that have been generated by the state and involves the work with local governments to make sure that all that comes together. As you know, ADA has been going through an extensive due diligence process with Pentex, financial, technical, and legal review, an assessment of the purchase price, and by the way, the consultants from the Brown Group, who we're going to talk about in a minute, are, I think, on the phone, so if you have questions for them, we can ask them. You know, we examined the existing Hilcorp agreements, completed the finance plan, and assured that it will meet the goals. And you heard from some of the local elected officials earlier that the community has been involved in the planning. We did engage the Brow Group, which is a firm that specializes in utility evaluations, and they looked at the transaction in the context of both what are called traded comparables and transactions. So the traded are where you look at the stock prices of publicly traded companies. Transactions are where they look at the prices in private or mergers and acquisition transactions, and then compared the planned purchase here to the valuation ratios that come out of those comparables, both based on book value and based on earnings, and looked at it also both for Pentex as a whole and for just FNG after the sale of Titan and AET. And the conclusion, which is kind of buried in the numbers, but I tried to make it as clear as I could, that is that the price in the purchase and sale agreement for AETA's acquisition of Pentex is within the comparables in the ratios that the Brell Group found, both for Pentex as a whole and for FNG, and that although at the higher end in some cases for the earnings to enterprise value, if you look at just the most recent years in particular, where the EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, was somewhat lower. So that was to make sure that we could be confident we were within the right range on price. The AET team also looked at the potential risks in the transaction and the risk mitigation in several key categories. And I won't go through this in detail. I know you've looked at it, but you know, environmental, regulatory, economic, financial, and gas supply. And there are mitigations in place in one form or another for all of the potential risks.
Mr. Chairman.
Greg?
Can you back up two slides? You said you had sought to clarify the valuation. I just want to specifically lead me into those two charts and show me the numbers.
Okay. Yes, sir. So looking at the transaction with Pentex as a whole, in the upper left part of that chart are the calculated ratios for the Pentex acquisition. So the price plus the market value of the debt is 1.41 times book value. And the price plus the market value of the debt is 13 times earnings, 13.1. Okay. So the body of the table shows the comparables, the maximum, the minimum, and the median for the comparables from the trading and then the transaction multiples. And then in the middle section, I translated those to dollar amounts to compare them to the dollar amount that we're talking about as the price plus market value of the debt for Pentex. So that number is $57.78 million, you see there on the right. And so the dollar amounts that would be reflected by the comparable ratios are in that section in the middle of the table.
So they're in the median.
Yeah, so the median is, yes, that's right, it's right near the median. And then on the transaction multiples, as you see, the $57.78 million is median to a little below for book value ratios and at the higher end for the EBITDA.
Okay.
ratios. Okay. And then this, the FNG table has the same thing then where it looks, no sense doing that. Where it has the same thing, where on the left side you have the 1.34 is the ratio for FNG's price, the 9.66 for the EBITDA ratio, and then again, the numbers in the middle of the table there compare to the 42.63, which is the FNG plus market value of the debt price.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Then the and again, you heard from some of the representatives of the borough and cities this morning. The ADA has begun the process and is well into the process of seeking feedback from the constituents in the borough and in Mat-Su as well, because the plant is there. And one of the things Bob did in the outreach that he worked on the last couple of weeks as he went out and talked to the public was to answer the questions that are on this common concerns and questions page. And this is really what we tried to answer in the presentation we've given about, you know, why we're buying this company and is it a fair deal, and the other questions that are there, if you want to have answers to any of those, I'm sure Bob would be happy to answer them. And then just in summary, the ADA due diligence and financial plan indicates significant economic benefit to a Pentex acquisition. Immediate lower natural gas prices to FNG customers, furthering the goals of the IEP to bring affordable energy to all interior residents and businesses, promoting efficient development of integrated natural gas system in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, facilitating the development of interior Alaska LNG storage facilities, accelerating the process of securing additional gas supplies for use in ADA-financed FNSB utility distribution systems, and increasing the use of natural gas in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, reducing air pollution and reducing the cost of energy, and therefore increasing the potential for economic development in interior Alaska. Are you happy to answer any questions?
Thank you, Mark. Jerry?
Thank you. On slide 19, please, Mark. So does the $223 million, is the way we look at that, we're spending what's left of the state grant money, and we're spending what's left of the SETS money. Therefore, we need the bond for $135 million. Is that how to read that?
Yes.
And a subset of that is then for $223 million, we've used up all of our funds available other than $15 million in bonding capacity. Is that what that says?
There, some of the funds are assumed to be allocated to the supply. So the effort that's going on to secure natural gas supply. So this isn't the full package of SETS and Senate Bill 23 funding.
So how much is left? We spent $223 here. You know there's 15 in bonding.
So if you walk your way through the sources of funds, there's 15 in bonding. There would be 125 less 72, so you have just over $50 million in SETS funds available for a plant. And 15, you've used 15 of the $45 million, so you have $30 million left in grant money for plant / transportation components.
So there's $105 million left unused.
Yes.
And that money is projected to go where?
Toward financing gas capacity, either South Central, North Slope, for an alternative supply, and helping build out the transportation supply chain if that's necessary. The other components.
Okay, thank you.
The pieces you see cover the distribution and storage regas components.
One other question, and this is about to slide 30. I might just suggest, Bob, at the presentation, look at the last, how to spending money on existing. You've done what amounts to a ladder, inverted ladder, a step down that looks out 10 years and says, this is what happens if certain things happen, and we're here, and this is how you get down over time. I find that really helpful for me to see really where we're headed here. I think that would be helpful if you don't put it here, but put it somewhere where people can see. I mean, we're all focused on here, but what you've done is bring us out 5 years or 10 years, and that's really helpful for me, and I think it would be helpful for others to have that same vision.
Yes, sir.
If that's, yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mark or Bob? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other presentations, Sean?
No other presentations.
Okay, so next up, we got B, C, and D, and so I'd like to pull the board here to allow ADA staff time to address recent technical amendments for the purchase and sale agreement. And to be able to put those technical amendments into our resolutions here, I'd like to postpone addressing B, C, and D until our May 27th meeting. So I will look for.
Okay.
I want a motion to move those to next week.
So moved.
Second. Any opposed? Hearing none. B, C, and D are now moved until May 27th, Wednesday, next Wednesday. And, John, that would be give you time to address these technical issues that we need to?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the hard work your staff and your group is doing on this. I know there's a lot of information and board questions like that. And so it's a challenge, but we appreciate it. Next up is item number 7, director's comments.
So item 7A, just want to reiterate that ADA functions best as a development finance corporation that uses a system of incentives to encourage business growth and to support the Alaskan economy. From time to time, we are called upon to help solve some difficult issues facing Alaska, and we appreciate the opportunity to serve.
Thank you, John.
Item 7B. Next day, the board meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, May 27, 2015. Start time of 9 a.m., and I'll work to coordinate with AA on the order of the board meetings.
Okay. Thank you, John. Any board comments?
Well, just for the record, I do need to be home 5:30 on Thursday night, so I'll need to leave here about, I think I was at 3:15 plane, so I'll leave here about 2 or 2:15, just for the record. So with folks' indulgence, I would appreciate being able to do that.
Crystal, do you have any? Jerry?
That's right.
Anything?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
Greg?
I just would note that we've been working on this process now for a period of several months, and we continue to gain traction and head in the right direction. I echo your appreciation of the staff work and the detailed information that's been provided to us. Had the opportunity last Friday to visit the site of Cindy Solomon's liquefaction plant portion of the site, and I just look forward to bringing this to resolution.
Thank you, Fred. Well, I, as I said before, I appreciate staff. I also appreciate the folks from Pentex and their efforts in getting this to a finish line and your owner group. And Bob Chuchek and IEP group, along with Ted, Jerry, and everybody, it's we've come a long ways. Hopefully next week we'll put all to bed and move on to the next challenge. So with that being said, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
Mm-hmm.
We're adjourned. Thank you.